Episode 559, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Money Matters.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, beautiful. How are you feeling? Have you had an absolutely extraordinary week? Because you are not ordinary. You are a woman of impact. You were created with extraordinary gifts and talents, and you are here to kick it into high gear. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama Day. Money Matters is what we're chatting about. You better get comfortable, because whoever really wants to talk about money, we never want to talk about money. It's an uncomfortable situation. Your tummy's probably already turning. It's okay. Take a deep breath with me. We'll get through this together. But before we do, we have to give a huge warm welcome to all of our brand new family members. Welcome to Create Your Now. We are so thrilled you're here. We're glad that you found us. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com. You can get lots of other information there. Plus, be sure to sign up for the Kisses newsletter. You want to be on the newsletter. It's the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions newsletter. And no, you're not going to be bombarded with just spam stuff. It's stuff you can use, and you're always the first to know. So if you haven't, whether you're old or brand new to the family, guess what? Go sign up for the Kisses newsletter. You want to be in on it. Okay, it's Confession Day. Oh, we love Confession Day around here, don't we? That's when I really get to let my hair down. Now, as you know, I let my hair down every day, though, don't I, with you? I do, because why is it that we feel like we have to be perfect? I walked around too many years feeling like I had to put on the masquerade ball, and I was always wearing a different mask. No one really knew what was going on deep inside of me. But you know what? We all have something going on. And so today, I want you to take a breather, because we're going to talk about a really difficult subject that involves finances. Money matters. None of us really want to talk about money. Who likes to talk about it? Well, I definitely don't. And it's one that, you know, whether you're wanting to build a business, contribute to the family, or just needing to pay bills, money matters. It's a topic of conversation that unfortunately happens most of the time only in heated conversations. And you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Wink, wink. Yes, you do. Because you have these conversations late at night with your husband, and your kids overhear you arguing. You have them with your children in the middle of the day when they're sitting there begging you for that new and greatest video game that's out. And they're like, Mom, I just have to have it. All my friends have it. And I can't play on Xbox Live if I don't have it. Please, oh pretty please. And it's $65. And you're like, but that's not in the budget. And then, you know, the discussion goes from there. And then your sweet tone of voice goes from a growl of a tiger to the point of no. You just go and submerge yourself like a bear in hibernation, and you don't say anything. These are not the type of conversations we need to have around money. Money is important. And in life, life requires money, because everything requires money. Money matters. Yet we don't seem to talk about it for fear of, well, you fill in the blank. What is that fear of for you? Maybe you had a rough marriage because of money. Maybe you even divorced because of it. You know the stats. Money is always up there. Talking about finances is uncomfortable. It makes us all sick to our stomachs. And here on Confession Day, you know it's about letting my hair down. But I even get butterflies, and it's not the good kind of butterflies. Money is a tough subject. And the children know it too, because they hear your tone of voice. You don't have to say anything, but when money comes up, oh, well, let's go out to dinner, sweetheart. And your response is, well, I already went grocery shopping, so we already spent that money. What do you think they're getting from that? Oh, okay, so money's a bad thing? They feel the tension, and they don't know how to extinguish the fire. We're guilty of that. I am so guilty of that. Now, one thing that my husband and I have that I'm very blessed with is he is not a confrontational person. That can be a blessing and can be a curse. Remember, there's two sides to every coin. But in our money discussions, when we're talking finances, one thing that we've learned to do between the two of us is talk when we're both okay, not stressed out. Because you know what happens. Oh, there it goes. Heated conversations. And it's not good for you. It's not good for the children. Money matters. We get bills not just in our mailboxes now, but via email. The companies remind you when you're 2 minutes past due. You can't escape money. Money matters. For some reason, you got to have money. In this world, you have to have money. Yet we treat it as if it's an evil. But it's not evil. It's our actions that we associate evil or bad with money. It's how we handle it as a woman, as a wife, as a mother. And so I'm not saying that you take all the blame, but you see, this is confession time. And this came up for me in a conversation that I was having with my children. So today I wanted to begin with money talk. It's a fact of life. It's as uncomfortable as S-E-X. And no, we're not going to talk about that too. But those are two topics that people are like, oh no, it's taboo. We can't talk about it. Oh no, run away, run away. I'm telling you, money matters and so does the other. And if we don't begin to have those conversations, money is going to be the evil in your household. Not because it is evil, but because of what it's doing to your relationships within your family. All you have to do is go and Google money struggles. The latest Powerball winner. You hear these stories that when someone gets into a lot of money, what happens? Usually it's destruction. It doesn't have to be that way. So as I mentioned before, my children and I were having a conversation, and I really did not plan this whatsoever. It just came up, and it actually gave me a sense of relief. And as I began to reflect upon it and thought, oh my goodness, there's so many gems in this story, I've got to share this with the Women of Impact. I've got to share it with Create Your Now Your Best Selfie, because you've got to rise to the occasion understanding that money matters. Whether we want to talk about it or not, whether it's business, whether it's contribution to the family, whether it's paying off our bills, money matters. And so for me, I've always talked with my children about money. It's been a topic of conversation. Of course, we homeschooled when they were very young. And I mean, from the very, very, very beginning. And in fact, in my opinion, I mean, since conception, I was teaching them, because I would play, you know, my instruments. I would sing. They're getting all of that. They're hearing mommy's voice. They're feeling what I'm feeling. They're getting literally what I'm feeding my body. They get it too. So if your child loves chocolate and you ate a lot of chocolate, you can blame yourself on that one. But seriously, they're enjoying it too. It sparks them. And so at a very early age, we started teaching about money. And I can remember when we were homeschooling them, I loved life lessons, by the way, and I teach a lot by life lessons. And so I would take the kids out. We would go to the bank so they would understand, because there's nothing like having a card and putting it in the ATM and you just type in, and the kids in the background are like, Mom, can you put in $1 million and get $1 million? I'm like, if only, right? But that's what they think when they're young. Well, you just go in and type in a number and they give it to you. You just have money all the time. We have to teach them. And so they needed to go to the bank and understand where money came from. We would also go shopping. And I took them shopping multiple times. It wasn't just one time. But multiple times we would go to like Walmart and we would do the self-checkout. Now imagine this, a young mommy with five children. You know, two of them are so young that, you know, one's in the cart and one's literally attached. And the other ones look so little that you're like, oh my gosh, there's only like 4 years apart here and you got five kids. No, it wasn't that. But it was a little bit crazy. and we would go shopping, and we had various tasks that the children had to accomplish. They needed to look at the prices. We had a shopping list. They need to be able to estimate what the cost would be, and then we would go check out. And they loved that part, of course, right? Because you get to run the little scan, you know, the barcode across the scanner, it'd beep. And then if it didn't beep right, you know, it didn't give you the right color. And so they all, of course, had to take turns with scanning items through checkout. Well, they began to realize that, oh, things cost money. And if something breaks, that means I have to go buy it if I can't fix it. And so they began to learn I've got to take care of it because mommy and daddy aren't always going to just replace it. As they began to gradually get older and time moved on and, you know, their respect for money grew also, we were able to talk more detail with money and how it's used. How do you begin to save? How do you invest? You know, we've already talked to our older ones especially. Look, you need to have a savings account. And now you have direct deposit. So even though you may be young, guess what? That check that you have, you need to be putting away some immediately into your savings account. You don't see it. You don't even know it's there. You leave it alone. And we tell them that's an emergency fund. That's a don't touch fund. That's, you know, your dream fund. That's your fund that you don't touch. And then you have your livable fund. And on that livable fund, you want to make sure that it's reasonable. There's no reason to have $3,000 in there all the time from every paycheck. I'm just giving you a figure here. But let's just say $3,000 when you only need $200. Because guess what? Money seems to attract what? We want to spend it. It burns a hole in our pocket. And with kids, it burns greater. It just does. Not very many of them are savers. You have those few beautiful children, the perfect child. You know who I'm talking about in your family, don't you? That, oh, they will save and they're just like the best. And you wish all of them were that way. All of them had that trait, but they don't. Most of them, the money goes right through the pocket. So you have to train them. You have to teach them life lessons. So a few weeks ago, I was having a conversation with my children. And somehow the discussion came up regarding my monthly income goals. And I had never shared the money, quote unquote, aspect of my goals. Now, you got to understand that my children have grown up with me always, always coaching. The difference is now it's a business. Before, I was always coaching, but they just thought it was mommy taking care of somebody. And I was helping them, I was leading them, I was coaching them and mentoring them and teaching them, but now it's turned into something greater. And my dream is to reach thousands upon thousands, like a million women, and impact them. I can't do it by myself. So by taking one, that one will touch four or five or 10, and it just, you know, exponentially grows. That outreach is there, but they've grown up with that their entire life. So to them, this is normal. Oh, mom's on the phone again. Oh, mom's, you know, having that video call because they'll come in and if they see me looking at my screen and I'm talking, they're like, can they see me, mom? And they're pointing to the screen, whispering. So if you're ever on a strategy session with me and we do an actual Skype call, because you have a couple options there, and you hear little whispers in the background, it's because they want to make sure they're not interrupting because they know when I'm working, it's got to be a flood or blood before they can come in and get me because my clients matter to me. You matter. It's important to me. Your time is precious. You are precious. And so we were having these discussions about the monthly income goals. And they knew mommy was all about helping and mentoring and leading women and impacting their lives so that they in too could go out and impact others. But they never heard the financial piece of it. They never put two and two together. Why? Because I never gave it to them. Confession number one. It wasn't that I was hiding it from them. Quite frankly, it was more of my own fear. Oh my goodness, if I say this out loud, then that means what? I'm owning it. And I don't want to own money because money is evil. No, money is not evil. It's the actions around money that can make it evil. but my actions are not evil. And so that fear was like, I just don't want to talk about it. And I hesitated. Well, this time, for some odd, strange reason, I'm sure it had to do with my two coaches, it was on my mind. And so it came into the conversation with my children. And there we were. And I gave them the actual monthly income goal. And I kid you not, all of them, their mouths dropped. Whoa, Mom, really? And I said, now you have to understand. I stopped them. I said, no, wait, you have to understand that this is just the beginning. I said, I know the bigger picture that God has planned. And so these are the beginning of my income goals. And they still sat there, this time not saying anything. It was quiet. You could see the wheels turning in their heads. They were like, wow, really, Mom? You want to do that? Do you know what you can do with that much money? You mean that's a month? And I said, yes. And I was like, well, how does that make you feel? Well, Mom, you can do so much with that. I said, yes. I said, do you want to hear what I want to do with it? Oh, yes, tell us. And so I began to share with them my dream and what I wanted. But the difference here was they began to understand the cost of the dream. And it wasn't the cost as in, well, if I'm going to invest in this, it's going to cost $1,000. If I invest in this, it's going to be $500. If I do this, then it's going to be, that's not it. The cost of the dream, meaning, oh, wait, that's why you're in there working 12-hour days right now. That's why you're in there at 11:30 at night trying to finish a download for your Women of Impact because you care. Yeah, because there's something bigger than me, and it's bigger than money. And they began to see the dream. It became tangible to them. They were amazed, and then I was amazed. It brought me to tears in my heart. Something that scared me to death, talking about money, actually gave me freedom. Whoa, who would have thought money matters that much? That it gives you freedom. Yes, freedom to do the tangible things we want to do, the travel, being able to invest in other people, being able to pay off those bills, but to be able to give and serve greater than I can right now. They saw that dream because they've been with me from the very beginning, and they've seen how every single step the dream just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Money matters. It was pretty astounding when I was able to share with them how money would serve my ultimate dream, God's dream for me, how he was laying out my passion, my purpose, and my presence, the path that I was to be on. They saw the whole picture. Women of Impact, you can impact with greatness, even with money talk. And your children, your husband, they're going to learn and they're going to respect you more when they understand the whole picture. It's a blessing. It's truly a blessing. How can you create your now with money? Well, here's your gentle kiss, the Keep It Simple strategy. You need to speak about how money matters. That's where you start. Speak about how money matters. And you do this, number one, you speak about how money matters in your dream, your passion, your purpose, your business. I just told you the conversation with my children. Huge impact. They began to see the whole picture. It wasn't just mommy on the phone anymore. It wasn't mommy just saying, hold on a minute. It wasn't mommy saying, I can't do that right now because I have to finish this project. It was, now I know where you're going, Mom, and we are on board. Speak about how money matters in your dream. Number two, speak about how money matters in your family, the vacations that you want to take, the transportation that you need, the car, the van that you need to purchase. You got to have money for that, and you need the insurance for that. Healthcare, You need to speak about that to them. Speak about how money matters. Number three, in your needs, food, shelter, clothing, education. Those are all essentials in life. Those are your needs. Number four, speak about how money matters in your church, in your community, how you tithe, charitable contributions, donations. And finally, speak about how money matters, number five, in your wants. Remember the Christmas list. What you want, but you really don't honestly need. We all have those. I have a list of those. You should see my Amazon cart. I put it in my wish list all the time. And that wish list changes. Well, speak about how money matters in your wants. You may not have even had this conversation with yourself yet. So start with you. Start the conversation off with you. And if you don't want to talk to a blank wall, then go in the shower. Showerspirations are awesome. I love them. And it's great because you know what? It'll only be the puppy dog who's going to think that you're crazy when he hears you talking and nobody's in there. What you doing, Mom? I don't understand. Woof, woof, right? So begin the conversation with yourself. And a couple kind of little glimpses of sprinkles of goodness here. Don't talk about money at the end of the day, right before you go to bed. It never ends well. It never ends well. And I am one not to use the word never. Look, a double negative almost in the sentence. Don't speak of money late at night. Why? Because you are not on your prime time. You want to talk money and finances when you're on your prime time. Think about that. You need to be more relaxed. So be aware of that because you and your husband, you need to have these conversations, but you also need to understand the energy and the enthusiasm that you bring to the table is how you're going to walk away with it. So if you bring negativity, I guarantee you, you're going to end in double negativity. If you are both ready and you're positive and you're relaxed and you're chilling out, then you're bringing about calmness, gentleness, self-control, and you can have the discussion. Speak about how money matters. It does matter. It can really, truly open up the eyes, not just for you, but for your children. God doesn't want us to fear money. Money isn't evil, and that is biblical, by the way. It's the actions around our money. And if we make it an actual idol, but you're a woman of impact, you're not that type. So take a step back and speak about how money matters. Begin with you. Start with your children. If you feel more comfortable, maybe even your kitty cat might help. And then move to your husband. We need to have these conversations. I'm telling you, it is so good for the heart. And I love now that I can be very open with my children and that they see the bigger picture. Because with money matters, it's not about the finances. It's about the ultimate cost. And you got to remember the ultimate price that was paid for you was Jesus Christ himself. God gave his only son. Everything costs something. What are you willing to give? Begin the conversations. Have an enjoyable weekend. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.